I don't know either. I don't know. Audio only people probably adjusted the volume. Like maybe they're not talking.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Oh, the cat is back. No, we're not doing this anymore. Stop coming in here. This is what I get for not closing the door to my office when we do this podcast.
Getting mauled again, hopefully.
She thinks I want to pet her. Mm. Not pick her up. Nobody wants that.
Interesting iOS mobile-ish news past 24 hours, right? Google just says, here's the next version of Android. Just like hoofed that onto the internet. Just said, here you go, guys.
Earlier than usual, by the way.
Yeah. No real.
Well, they addressed this. They said some kind of change they had made to their development process is enabling them to do this more quickly. I swear to God, I'm going to murder this animal. Where is he? Get. It's okay to kick a cat, people. It's 3 points.
3 points. So, anyways, I don't think anybody should really install it, although I suspect many people are natively, but that would be.
I saw this yesterday. I wrote about it, and I normally do install all of these things. I didn't do it yet, and actually just this morning I was thinking, I mean, I have an extra Google phone. I should just do that. That's stupid. So I will. I'll do that today.
Yeah.
And, looks like there's a bunch in there. Anyway.
It's interesting like how nonchalantly they just don't care about it. I mean, it's the largest mobile operating system on the planet, depending on how you measure things. Pretty sure that it is.
You know what else is interesting, actually, because, of course, we follow Windows very closely at Microsoft. There's an astonishing number of new things in there. Big, small, indifferent, like whatever. I mean, but they're making changes like everywhere. It's kind of interesting. And, you know, like the Android blogs, and I don't follow only a few, I guess, in my RSS feed, but they're starting what they start every year when this happens, which is like, you know, feature. And there's the stuff that Google announces, of course, in the post, and then people install it and they start comparing it to previous versions. And they're like, oh, Google didn't mention this. This is different or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's even more than what Google has said. There was so much new stuff. In my post, I stopped writing it. I was just like, there's a lot more. Just go to the Google post. I mean, it's like, it's not worth rewriting the entire thing. It's like, you know, 5,000 words or something. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So that's what, 2 months before I/O? February, March? 3 months?
3 months, yeah. It usually doesn't happen until March, and then they do, I don't know what the exact schedule, I want to say 3 developer previews, 3 betas. I think beta 1 is timed to Google I/O, and so maybe that's going to be different this year because they shifted it forward, or backward, I guess. And then they usually complete it in August-ish, and then, of course, we see it on new devices like 3.5 years later, but maybe that will change.
And then the other big mobile news comes out of a Bloomberg report, actually from Mark Gurman, who's usually pretty accurate on the stuff.
Yep.
That Apple is considering reversing, forcing you to use their apps. You know, it's fun when like governments like the US and the EU start just casually dropping regulation, and then all of a sudden things we needed to change just start changing.
And listen, WWDC is going to come, and Apple will say, listen, we heard you are lovable users. We love you so much. and we're just doing the right thing for you. Yeah. And you know what? Whatever. I'll take it. And you will too. I mean, I know, because this is a dumb policy. It's terrible. And I hear from so many people who are so down on big tech and how this is never going to change and all the privacy stuff with Google and Facebook and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, you don't understand. Like, this stuff is going to have change. And this is a great example of it. This is something that any Apple user should have been complaining about for years and years, unless you just love to use every Apple app for some reason. But this is a great example of how this can change, right? So they don't have to go to court. It doesn't have to be found guilty. We don't have to argue about whether Apple has a monopoly or why, because God, do people have opinions about that. There's going to be positive change. So just take it as a win. Don't worry about the details. This should have happened years ago. It's finally happening. So it's good.
It's not going to change anything either. I suspect 92, I'm making numbers up here, but 92% of people are not going to change their default.
Yeah, app. Right. Exactly. But that's why this is important. It's almost like the privacy thing is in Windows 10. I think the privacy concerns about Windows 10 are kind of baloney. Like, I think that people who are worried about sending telemetry data to Microsoft have their heads in the wrong place. But on the other hand, I also agree that if you feel so strongly about this, that you should be able to turn it off. Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yep.
And if Microsoft were to make that change, it's exactly what you said, 90-something percent, probably high 90-something percent, would never make the change. Life would go on as normal. No one would notice any differences and everything would be fine. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing it. So I think they should. Because for those single-digit number of people who really feel strongly about this, I think it's a little higher on the default app side on Apple, but whatever, whatever the number is. It's important that it be there for the people who want it, and it doesn't harm anyone who doesn't. It's fine.
Yeah, I totally forgot that there was an embargo for this RSA stuff. I forgot to publish on my post. My post is, I will pre-warn anybody who's going to go read it. It is the laziest post potentially possible. Okay. Just because, so Microsoft RSA is happening this week. Microsoft has some announcements, and they're not really announcements. It's a whole bunch of here's stuff that is now generally available. And if you are...
we like security.
Yeah.
Bob, could you stretch that out to about 2,000 words? Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Maybe have some bullet points.
That's exactly what my post is. It's a bunch of bullet points of... It's realistically just a bunch of their stuff reaching general availability. And that's about it.
There's nothing of note.
The only thing that maybe would... be relevant to some people is that if you use AWS, Microsoft has a free trial offer for ingesting of CloudTrail logs into Sentinel between February and June. And that's...
It just got roofied. What are you still talking? I'm sorry. What happened?
Roofied?
You almost fell over onto the floor there. Oh, I'm sorry. You said something Amazon. What? What was that? Okay. I guess.
See what I put up with every day.
I know.
Every day.
You know what it is, Brad? You are collateral damage to the way that I start my morning. Right? Because what I do is I get up and I look at the comments on the site and I go through them. Today I deleted five spam accounts. I actually approved a couple of comments that were marked as spam by the system, but we're fine. But I go through and I read all the, you know, stuff and I almost said all the nonsense. Obviously there are good comments in there too. I mean, but like, geez, like, it's just like, it's like this, you know, it's like our little private Twitter, you know, and it's tough. And sometimes I'll text, you know, Skype you or whatever. And I'll be like, oh, my God, this thing happened or whatever this is, you know, blah, blah. And by the time I get to you, to the podcast, you know, it's like that Bill Burr skit about the dog, you know, how the dog takes on all your things and he's on the background going, rah, 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 rah. You know, like, and by the time I get here, it's like, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning and I've already had a crappy day. So naturally I got to take it out on somebody. Oh, listen, Skype is ringing. That triggers a little animal instinct thing in the back of my brain. I wonder who that could be. Sorry. It's not your fault.
Got our couch yesterday, which was amazing.
Oh, you did?
One of them.
Yeah. So. And did you put it right in front of the TV?
Oh, yeah. It's not where it's going to be finally, but that's where it was. And I just sat my butt down on it and played some.
Yep. Was it everything you ever dreamed of?
It was a lot comfier than,
than the chair.
The chair.
The folding chair.
Yeah. So that was fun to watch them bring that down the steps. It was a little tight. A little tight. But they got it. They didn't damage anything.
Yep. Good.
Yeah, today's Thursday. There's not a whole lot else going on. I mean, Microsoft announced that Office app yesterday, which, again, was available in beta. I think they announced that Ignite. And
yeah, a lot of confusion around that, which is kind of weird. But I think it's the right type of app for most people on a phone.
I would agree.
But there are people who are saying, well, I already had Word and Excel or whatever. Do I need to delete those? And it's like, well, I think what you need to do is look at the one app and see if it has all the stuff you need. And if you do, get rid of the other apps. I mean, I don't think it means they're going to get rid of those apps, because on both Android and iOS, they're also supporting the tablets And those apps will have additional functionality that isn't in the standalone app. So, I mean, I guess you just get to choose now, which, you know, again, for most people, I think whatever is in that basic app is probably going to be enough.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's a nice looking app. You know, I think they did a good job. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. If you think about how Outlook works, like Outlook Mobile, it's one app that does, it's kind of switched around a little bit, but it's, let's just call it email, calendar, and contacts management or whatever. I know it's more than that really, but whatever, all in one app. It's kind of contrary to the normal mobile approach. We have different apps for everything. One of the problems with having multiple apps is that you have to think about where stuff is and you have to update them all. So if you want to use Office Lens to scan things in, mm-hmm. or whatever, if you want to use, you know, Excel for this purpose, I think it's kind of cool to have one place where everything is. And if you can wrap your head around that, like what I need is Office. Mm-hmm. I think it makes some sense.
Yeah, kind of does, I guess.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of discussion about a pretty simple app, but mm-hmm. it's weird. Like people just seem to be a little, I don't know, confused might not be the right term, but it's certainly triggered some conversations.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyways, I think that about wraps it up for today, whatever. Which means tomorrow's show is live at 1 p.m. Eastern time, provided the giant meteor has successfully missed the Earth yet again, even though we keep asking.
Oh, it's right. It's the end of the week.
Yeah. This week has gone by quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
I will say that the period of time between like 8 and 8:30 in the morning is like a freaking eternity every day.
Anyways, if you want to join yourself for an eternity-long podcast, you can do so tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time on YouTube, Threats, or wherever you get your podcast goodness.